Welcome everybody to another episode of the Chop Sports Daily, coming to you live from the Flipping Made Easy studio right here in Matawan, New Jersey. Your host, of course, Sturch and Gooch, and of course, Dina, the Pick Bish, is behind the glass right now. The proverbial glass is not actually any glass here, except for the front lobby room where we have our big-ass Chop Sports sign, which I'm sure Ray, who's now also in studio, will be joining us after the break. You saw that, right? Like, walking in, yeah. You're probably like, oh, that's where they are. You know, like, you can't miss it. It is like a bulletin board or like a billboard for that matter. But how are we doing there, Gooch, this morning? As far as we got a lot to talk about, obviously, but yesterday, losing bets left and right.
Yeah, I had a not a shitty good night. Day. It was my first red day in a while, so I'm okay with it.
You know, you're okay with it.
It's the name of the game. It happens. I blame myself. I picked the wrong ones yesterday. Honestly, I won 1 out of 7 bets, so.
One out of seven. Math, yeah. I also won one out of, yeah, I guess I made about 5 bets and I won one of them. And of all the people in the world to salvage my night, good old King James and the Lakers.
And it wasn't even King James. It was Reeves or whoever the
I couldn't even tell you.
They call them light-skinned.
Light-skinned?
That's his new nickname. I'm pretty sure he's just white, though.
Oh, all right. Well, then, also that makes sense. I am here to announce that I also secured my ticket to this Sunday's Cowboys-Giants games due to my boy, my good compadre, my amigo, Al Cosgrove, bro. He hit me up. He was one of the guys, loyal dude in Chop Sports. He comes in, shoots me a message, says, yo, got some tickets for you. I'm like, okay, why are you, like, you're just giggling over
bro,
here?
Bro, I can't stop thinking about the Jackson Mahomes
thing. I know.
I haven't laughed this much in a while.
You haven't laughed this much in a long time. But, yes, we will get into all of this, but I am going to be in the house. So if anybody's going to the Giants-Cowboys game on Sunday, be sure to hit me up. We will be tailgating more than likely as Gooch goes off screen. And J18. Why J18? Because there's porta-potties right there. So in case I got to take a leak, you're right there. It makes sense. It works. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time.
What a Jackson Mahomes. The number one recruit.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. But first and foremost, Dina now knows what she's doing, which is great. We talk about Victory Thursday for Jacksonville Jaguars. That's right. Your franchise won a game without even playing because last night, overnight, we get the news that Urban Meyer has been fired from Jacksonville. Somebody on this podcast has been calling for that for quite some time, and that somebody is me, because he is a scummer, and now it's long overdue, and here we are. The Jacksonville Jaguars finally make the move, and it's over. The Urban Meyer era is over after 13 games. Have you ever in your life, Gooch, of watching football pretty much forever, have you ever seen a worse failure tenure in your life?
No, but honestly, we knew it. I'm not surprised by it. I was surprised that he made it this far. I think it was like the first minute that he got hired, I said, okay, well, when's his heart going to give out? When's he going to come up with some excuse? I honestly didn't think he would get fired. I thought he was going to quit on the team, but it just so happens that he's an even bigger piece of shit than I had anticipated. And he didn't quit on his team. He literally made his team quit on him.
Shout out
to they basically hate his guts.
Yeah, shout out to the Khan family, who runs the Jaguars, who also runs AEW, which was simultaneously having their live show on a Wednesday night on TNT. And then, you know, shout out to them for waiting until the show was over. They get home, they kick their feet up, they're like, wow, what a great show we just had over on TNT. What could we do that would actually enhance my good mood? Let's fire Urban Meyer. And that's exactly what they did. Urban Meyer is now out. I highly, highly, highly can predict that the guy will never coach in the NFL again, ever. This is it. He's done. Where is the landing spot for Urban Meyer now?
Notre Dame,
right? That's where it seems like he's been. He almost as if like he self-sabotaged himself, kicked his own leg from outside
Notre
of his
Dame
leg.
Did hire somebody, though, right?
No, well, we're talking to Ray and Pree, and I think Notre Dame just elevated somebody for the potential playoff game or now a bowl game, right? So now Urban Meyer is in prime position to take that job, and maybe he brings his boy Tebow with him, and maybe he brings Aaron Hernandez back from the dead. I don't know what he's going to do, but Urban Meyer is never going to coach in the NFL again. And last night, there was a new MVP crowned in Jacksonville, where you could talk about Trevor Lawrence, you could talk about James Robinson, you could talk about the receiving corps, you could talk about everybody, Miles Jack. No, the MVP of the Jacksonville Jaguars forever will be Josh Lambeau. Who comes out, comes up front, says, hey, well, what are we doing? We're okay. Josh Lambeau is the MVP of the Jacksonville Jaguars because he comes out with a story. Do you buy it? do you buy that it was a real thing? Because, I mean, like, what he said.
Probably. I mean, it's football. Bro, look, I'm not going to sit here and act like Urban Meyer was wrong in walking up to his shitbird kicker and calling him a shitbird and said, hey, make your kicks today. Josh Lambeau, look, I have a hard time.
Remember, Josh Lambeau's not on the team anymore.
I have a hard time being dismissive of a kicker because they are important parts of a team, and especially a successful team. But the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't successful. He was, I guess, their most successful player over the last two seasons.
Probably their highest points
to a degree. But
that's almost a guarantee.
Yeah, well, definitely. I think that's kind of typical.
Yes.
Even the bad ones.
Even the bad ones.
But, Josh Lambeau is a bitch as far as I see it because him coming public now, I just think it was kind of the wrong time. If you got cut, come public when you got cut. When it happened, say it when it happened, but doing it now after the fact, I think
this might have been
look for attention.
This might have been tongue in cheek, like just in a conversation, like, oh, you hear about all this crap with Urban Meyer, but like, yeah, that guy's a piece of shit. He actually kicked me in August.
No, it wasn't like that. I actually read the quote.
Was he literally interviewed about this?
He said that he argued back with him. He said, there was a little bit of a beef. Urban Meyer said back to him, I'll kick you whenever I want. I'm the head ball coach. So at that point, I guess Josh Lambeau shut up and got cut like a week later.
AJ Bascon chiming in. The most heinous thing that Urban Meyer did in his entire tenure, loose term tenure, was that he drafted a running back in the first round after having a rookie season James Robinson had. Well, I mean, look, to me, that's not that big of a stretch because, you know, we saw what Kingsbury did in Arizona, right? Yeah. So Arizona had Rosen, and then they said, no, Kyler Murray, right? So maybe this guy said, Antienne's better than Robinson. I want to improve that and then do that. I'm not faulting
him. But didn't he
that.
Also say in the same breath that he didn't want to draft Travis Etienne and he wanted to draft Kadarius Toney with that spot?
Yeah. Which I mean,
I guess, like, in hindsight, yeah.
You're not doing yourself any favors. Every quote that ever came out of Urban Meyer's mouth within the last 3 months has been bad. The whole bar thing, you know, getting caught in the bar.
All that's bad. I'm talking
else added up for this guy.
The worst thing, AJ said the most heinous thing was the running back situation. Yeah, that might be bad. But the real worst thing is to having Trevor Lawrence split reps all through camp and all through the beginning of the season with Gardner Minshew only to trade him for a fifth round pick.
I agree.
Act like there was ever a real quarterback competition.
Never.
I don't know if he was trying to inspire. But look, this guy was the first pick overall. He's the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. He doesn't need inspiration. He needs reps. You took reps from him, and I think that was stunting his growth, and you're starting to see that now.
You know who also got reps in the preseason? Tim Tebow. Like, when we look at this now, it looks like such more of a circus. You know, like, when that move was made, I was like, you know what, dude? Maybe Tim Tebow might be a better athlete than half the guys you got on your roster right now. Who knows, right? So give the guy a chance, blah, blah, blah. But now you look back at it, it's like, this is just another bullet point on the abysmal resume you just built in Jacksonville in 14 weeks if you count their bye. Like, dude, I've never seen a team or a coach implode like this. Like, everything was working against him because of self-inflicted wounds. It was never, you know, I'm telling you, what sparked me last week is when he lost to the Vrabel and didn't even look at him. Like, you're a jerk off, dude.
To me, I don't mind that shit. I don't have to like a guy for it, but personally, I'm not looking for that out of my head coach. I don't need him to be handshaking the other team. That's one.
Yeah, but that's just standard protocol.
To me, I don't care. That, to me, I personally don't care about that. What I care about is how he had egg in his face after the whole ordeal with the restaurant, staying back in, where were they, Ohio, against Cincinnati. They stay back. And what he does is he had egg in his face. He had to earn back the respect and the trust of the team. And then what you do is you go there and you act like an asshole still. So at this point, they're like, well, how am I supposed to start liking this guy again?
Right.
I never really liked him to begin with. And then he fucked up. And now you want me to start trying to like him again when he's being a dick? I excuse my language, but what else are you going to call him?
Now you're going to say excuse your language?
I mean,
11, 12 months into this podcast, you say excuse my language?
That might have been the first time I said the D word.
Oh, yeah. I don't find that one as if, I mean, they call Richard dick. You know what I mean? Like, that's of all things.
Urban Meyer's a dick, and he treated his...
He's a Richard.
he treated his coaching staff like they were children, and they're grown-ass men that are making a decent amount of money because you hired them to be your coaches. We went through this last week. Urban Meyer's gone. Thankfully, we don't have to talk about Urban Meyer.
The sauce coming in. Kyle Kerms, shout out to your NBA slate last night, bro. I know you killed it, and I chose the wrong bets. I just chose the wrong ones. Urban Meyer deserved to be fired, but Josh Lambeau is officially the softest man in America.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
So he's on that. He's on that train. He's on your side.
There's a word for guys that like to watch their
wives. Cuck-a-doodle-doo.
It's called a cuck. Josh Lambeau looks like a cuck.
Wow. That was, I would have preferred dick.
I know. Well, you wow, gave me
that's
the right.
A, that's a sound clip in itself.
Yeah, you.
Shit, man. God, you said damn, it. You that said was it, bro. Wrong. That was terrible.
Dave has just, his preferences, ladies and gentlemen. And God, dick
here we
to be
go. That was, oh, man. If anybody clips that up, let me know. That'll be sound bites forever. Yeah. Dina's
is
like,
it?
Oh,
is it?
Wow, another is one. It? Good one.
Right, let's stop. This is getting
this is
really
getting very
weird.
Vulgar. So let's stop that. But now I ask you the question. More importantly, as people are probably like losing their breath or they spit their water out with my comment there. Who's going to coach the Jags? Like I know they're
Darryl Bevell.
They've elevated their offensive coordinator to coach the rest of this season. They got four more games left. But who's coaching this team?
I
next,
think that they
next
should
year?
Just try and clone a Dan Campbell, someone that brings
just
fire. You're okay with losing 11 straight?
Ooh, Scoops has a good one. I got a good one, and that makes the most sense. It's bring it up. It's Byron Leftwich, the guy that was made in Jacksonville. Goes and coaches his old team. That's a perfect
fit. He was made
fit.
A Marshall, baby.
I mean, I'm talking about NFL-wise, no, but yeah, it. Dude, that is wow.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
That might be. I might have to just drop the mic on that. Like, that I was gonna rattle off three other guys.
I could sit here and try and come up with a better name, but I'm not going to. So, yeah, Byron Leftwich. Thank you for that one, Scoop.
That is
no doubt about it. That's
dinner.
Who should
that's
be
it.
The coach, but it won't be the coach because the Jaguars typically don't do anything right. So I can't imagine.
So Jason Garrett will be the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars next year. Congratulations to JG getting back in the head coaching game. No, Garrett's out there. Obviously, the guy from Kansas City, Bieniemy's been a target for a million teams over the last 2 years, and that never actually happened or never came to fruition for whatever reason. But then also there's. There's guys like Kellen Moore, you know, the Cowboys offensive coordinator right now, which right now he doesn't look too hot. I said it in pre, I said it as a joke. I'm like, good, Jaguars can take Kellen Moore from us. Because at one point we're like, protect Kellen Moore at all costs. Do not let him
go. They're
going
to hire David Cawley when the Texans fire him because they're just like, well.
You mean Madden create a coach generic number two because of his skin color? Like, I'm saying like, yeah, it's like, unbelievable how he just looks like a plain Jane.
I can't even understand just, where they got that guy. They literally got him out of generic video game. You're
yeah.
Right. It's like in between plays when they kind of show the different camera angle
right.
And the coach is like clapping. And that's David Cawley.
And then during the creative screen, he's just like, you know, just like just different
like he
angles.
Still wears like the big headset. Right, right. And like all he's like so, he's like the 90s coach, but now
you're right.
So
he's on his he's on another level there. But yeah, so that's Urban Meyer in a nutshell. It's over. The era is over. 13 games. Urban Meyer toast.
I want to bring this point up too. And Kyle, you're right. Is he a good coach? We will not know until we find out with him having the opportunity. But typically, that's how it's always been in the NFL. Are you know
he's the offensive coordinator for the Bucks.
For the
correct?
Bucks. Okay. The most talented teams, right, have the most talented, most successful coaches because they have the most talent and they end up getting a job because of their team success. That's just how it's always been. Except for in the case of Mike McCarthy, where he was 1-15 as the offensive coordinator for the 49ers, and then he got hired by the Packers, and then the rest is history.
What went into that?
I don't know.
Think about that.
I was so furious.
But who else was candidate?
It was just
time.
A bad start.
This was right after Holmgren, right?
It was right after. You ready? I think it was Ray Sherman or Mike Sherman. There was Ray Rhodes. There was Mike Sherman. It was a dark time for a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, but it's still. I don't even think that produced losing records. If we're being
they
honest.
Went 4-12 one year.
But I'm saying, like, what went into the – who was available – do you remember this? I don't know. Who was available as a head coaching candidate outside of Mike McCarthy when Sherman was fired?
Literally anybody. I would imagine –
could have been you or
I would
me.
Imagine that the job that – like, the Packer job, I feel like that's one of those jobs in football where if you get offered the Packers job, you
gotta
consider it no matter what,
yeah,
no matter
of course.
Where you're at. There might be – you know, some home cooking going on somewhere else that you would take the job over it. But, come on, it's Vince Lombardi's old job.
Vince Lombardi's old job. So we have covered the piss poor tenure of Urban Meyer as a bad coach. Let's talk about a good coach. A good coach that just landed the top recruit in the nation. Did you grab his name?
Travis Hunter.
He was committed to, not even committed. There was rumors that he was going to go to Florida State. There was rumors he was going to go to Georgia. And all of a sudden you take Jackson State because you're going to go play with primetime. Now I watched the video. And it was great, but I think you might want to be careful there, Travis, because how you went against this, and I know that this is the biggest moment of your life before you get drafted, right, to the NFL. The moment that you choose a school and you have other schools to choose from, that's the biggest moment of your life. What he did with the Georgia hat was he put it on and he left it, right, and he's like, look at my hat, this is where I'm going, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, nah, nah, and he like throws it, and I'm just like, if you ever play Georgia, they're going to kill you. You know what I mean? They will stomp you out. That's Coach Prime time. That's right. You're not allowed to do that, according to that interview. Remember that? Did you remember that?
Yeah, Coach Prime.
Coach Prime. But, yes, Deion Sanders pulling the top recruit in the nation to his team. Now, this brings me the question of what this NIL thing is really going to do to college football, dude. Like, this is game-changing shit right here. When you have the best player in high school in the country choose to go play with Deion Sanders because Deion Sanders is going to shower him up with some money, look good, play good, pay good, right? That was his quote, right? They're going to pay this kid practically to play at Jackson State. The same thing just happened with the kid who transferred, I believe, from Ohio State to Texas, right? Didn't they just grab another quarterback, right? That kid's going to get paid out the ass.
Yeah.
So are we seeing every year unlimited funds? So this is the NFL without a salary cap? If you think about it?
Yeah, basically, the transfer portal will be buzzing for the next 5 years. They're going to eventually have to try and regulate something as far as the transfers go. I think a combination of COVID plus NIL and all these extra years of eligibility really just made it. We call it the Wild West all the time, but there really is no better way to put it. College football right now, the landscape with the shifting of the conferences and the power, whatever they're going to do, and all the changes and all the buzz going on about the playoff. College football is like flipped upside down right now, and I'm here for it, to be honest, because it's been broken for so long. It's about time at least the players, and even the best players at that, can make some money, because there's a lot of people making a lot of money off these kids, and now it's time that they start capitalizing.
And I wholeheartedly agree with the fact that college athletes should be paid. Don't get me wrong. 100%. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is going to change the landscape of a lot of programs, meaning Jackson State immediately becomes a relevant school.
Well, Jackson State immediately became relevant when they hired Deion Sanders
Correct.
As their head coach.
Well, they just gave him clout. It gave him a little buzz.
Let's talk about their record this year. I think they went 11-1. They are a good football team. And Deion, the problem with going to play for him now is I feel like Deion's up for a head coaching job at a bigger school soon. And what Kyle said in the comments was this dude's going to take a fat check and he's going to enter the portal. Yeah. Well, probably going to go wherever Deion goes.
Here's my question as well. Like the big check that he's about to grab, which I'm sure he will, right? Is that a check or is that a contract? That's the difference. Because if this kid says, yeah, Deion, I'm committed. And Deion's like, you better sign this right here. Like, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So then you're not going to be able to go transfer in the portal after doing that.
I would imagine that if there is a contract, like you're saying, it's going to be a season-by-season base. I mean,
maybe. Because, I mean, why else?
Here's why, though. Because he's the number one recruit in the country, and you're going to do exactly what he says to get him there, even if it is for 1 year. Because
so you're just saying what that the kid, Hunter, is saying, I'm only doing this for 1 year. Yeah, like if you're going to make me sign, it's one year.
The coaches and the recruiters in that situation are going to do whatever the student or the athlete asks for.
This is going to change
so much, man.
There's going to be people like, all right, let's just say Bill Smith, right? Bill Smith is
I almost had such
random
a great
guy.
Joke right there. It would have been perfect, but I can't say it.
Okay. Well, let's just say Bill Smith goes to Rutgers, right? Bill Smith wants to commit, wants to go play wide receiver at Rutgers. And then Bill Smith has a great year under Schiano and – you know, Urban Meyer is in Notre Dame, and he says, hey, Bill, come on. I'll give you all the money in the world. Come on over here. And then Bill Smith goes to Notre Dame, right? Balls out.
What
and
position
then
is Bill Smith playing?
Receiver.
Guard.
No, he's a receiver, guard. Right?
Bill
he's a playmaking.
Smith, there's no such thing.
Just
Bill Smith,
shut
wide
up
receiver.
And let me make the point. So
he's a guard.
He goes to Notre Dame, right? He goes to Notre Dame, balls out again. Then Lincoln Riley is like, yo, Bill, you got 1 year left. We're about to win a national title. Come on over here. Are we going to potentially see these student athletes that go to college play for 3 or 4 different colleges before they're
absolutely look what just happened with the kid from Ohio State that just transferred to Texas. He hasn't even taken a class yet. He's in the portal. He got paid a lot of money. He left high school early. Did the same thing that the Rutgers quarterback did, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, someone in the comments correct me. But he took a lot of money to go to Ohio State, left school early, and was kind of doing that red shirt slash, like, I'm not sure if I'm a freshman or I'm still a senior in high school thing that Gavin Wimsatt did. And because the quarterback in Ohio State's a freshman this year, there's really no room for him to play in that system for the next 3 or 4 years. So he took a bunch of money, just walked around in Ohio State jersey, practiced a few times, and then now he's the Texas quarterback, just like that. So, yes, this guy's got 2 teams under his belt, and he has yet to play a down.
All of a sudden, all these college athletes are turning into hoo-ahs. Okay, they're all whores. They're all just going to go to the highest bidder. It's going to be insane. Kyle brought up a good point before. If you want to bring that back up, Dina. It's only a matter of time before a star player wants to be on national TV. When he sees players better than him on CBS, Fox, ABC every weekend, everybody's going to forget about Mr. Jackson State guy, right? So that is a big thing. Like, exposure is key. So now this also begs the question, are we going to see in college football the college football landscape shrink to 8 power schools and then nobody else? Like the NBA kind of went in that direction.
I wouldn't say 8 power schools.
Whatever, 10.
But basically, 15. Like, that's been what it's been.
Right, but now
college football for a while. And you kind of see once in a while a team has the right mix of seniors that comes along. And, like, what we're talking about, like, the middle of the Big Ten. We'll talk Michigan State and Iowa. They'll once in a while put out a really good team. But the teams at the top have been consistent for my entire life.
Correct. But I'm just saying, does this like solidify? Like, those teams are never, now that there's money involved, those teams will never have a bad program ever. SEC just got even bigger and better.
Of course, but then there's teams in the SEC like Vanderbilt. You know, like,
nobody's going to go to Vanderbilt.
But the thing is, there's only a certain amount of spots, and there is... Look,
I'm saying they're going to get some loaded rosters going forward.
The reason why these schools are all still going to have good players at other schools is because kids want to play. So if I'm good enough to go to Alabama, but I'm not going to start on Alabama and I'm going to start on Vanderbilt, I'm going to go to Vanderbilt because I'm going to get to play Alabama. I'm still going to be on the SEC network. I'm still going to be a draft prospect because
you're playing
against really good competition. You're going to have scouts at all your games. So there's other avenues and there's other reasons why you wouldn't choose an Alabama because – dude, there's only one quarterback. There's only two defensive tackles that start.
Very true.
So it takes a while.
It's a good point.
But what it does do is it allows you to be like, well, I want to play for Alabama one day. Maybe when I'm a senior, I'll just go.
Right.
You
know? I'll just transfer over there. It's a lot of moving parts going forward. I would imagine that
they're going to constrict the portal, the transfer rules going forward, because I think it got opened up because of COVID.
Things get jumbled but decided very fast. Like, remember our fake slide hero? It's a rule now. Yeah. You can't do it no more. So the NCAA acts fast. So let's see how this all plays out. But it's interesting. But Deion Sanders just, you know, primetime keeps doing it over and over again. He's just landing these, you know, this guy got, you know, he balled. He got the call, according to Jay Silva. I remember that from NFL Network before they junked him. NFL news before we go to break. A couple things real quick. The Cardinals, we were talking about how big of frauds they were yesterday with Kyle and AJ were in studio. Now out for the year. The year, 6 weeks, whatever you want to say.
The rest of the regular season.
DeAndre Hopkins.
They ain't getting that bye week, so he's going to miss a playoff game at least.
And right now, according to the Toast last night in our group chat, the Rams were plus 500 to win the division right now. It's like, go steal that money. Right, as you grab your phone right now. It's probably changed, but we're about to find out. And you know what? This is going to be also a shout out to everybody who gave Dak Prescott a lot of shit over the course of, you know, CeeDee being out, Amari being out, Gallup being out. Let's see how Kyler Murray does without his biggest weapon, because I think he's going to struggle. You know, you look around that team, and yes, they do have receivers and veteran leadership. A.J. Green has had himself a decent year. Christian Kirk had himself a decent year. They got rid of Andy Isabella. I thought he was going to be a burner. But then, like, Rondell Moore, right? That's his name, Rondell Moore?
Yeah.
He did all right. But now you're down Nuke, like the guy that was the sure thing for the end zone, the guy who never drops a ball. What?
Nuke.
I call him Nuke.
Nuke?
No, it's Nuke. It's the Nuke. I don't know. Whatever the case may be.
You sure?
Long U is according to Dean, our producer. She knows things.
Still going to have to check that on my own.
Scoop-a-loop coming in saying that the Cardinals will still win the NFC West with Hopkins out. Do you feel that way, Gooch? How do you feel this division is going to play out with four games to go, and now Murray is down his biggest dog?
Honestly, I'm going to bet the Rams because I like the odds. So
Sounds nice, I could
get it at +400, +500, I'm definitely going to do that. But is that +450 right now?
If
it's still there, then I'm going to jump all over that. So, no, I don't think the Cardinals are going to win because I wouldn't put my money on it. But, yeah, they've done well without Hopkins this year. You know, 2-1. I think he's missed three games. So it's not like they can't win football games. But I just think there's other issues going on with that team. So
yeah, A.J. Bascon saying it's Nuck Hopkins. I still don't buy that, actually. So I think you're wrong there, A.J. But again, I'm okay to be wrong.
2-2. I'm going to go with
me. It's 2-2. Trump was still the president the last time Arizona played a good game. So that's coming in from Kyle. He ain't wrong either. But the Cardinals are going to struggle now. I truly believe that their passing attack – listen, I said this last week. I said, if you want a prop, and I'm sure the Beaver played this, anytime touchdown, maybe even put two on there, James Conner. They have a running game now, right? He's good. And if Chase Edmonds was there, it would be even better, right? But this guy's proven his worth. So the Cardinals, I think, are still going to be able to win games. I just don't know if they're going to last or at least survive.
The reason why I have issue with the Rams at all winning that division is because I think the Rams have glaring issues as well. I know that they beat the Cardinals. That was their big win. But the week before that, they played a shit Jacksonville team. Mm. Wasn't it Jacksonville? So let's not get ahead of ourselves and act like there wasn't really bad football being played by them for 4 weeks before that. So maybe they fixed it. Maybe they had the get right game with Jacksonville. But I'm not completely sold on the Rams yet just because they've played two good games in a row. They do have nine or 10 wins.
So, I mean, look, it's going to be interesting. We'll see if it plays out or how it plays out with Kyler Murray. He already looked kind of boo-hoo-ish last week when he played a good defense and Hopkins was on the field. So let's just see if he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off without Hopkins on the field to go to as a guarantee. Before we go to break, there's one more thing I need to touch on because it was something that I read right before the show. You don't have to, there's no graphic for it. Don't worry about it. It is the Jackson Mahomes ordeal, the actual Jackson Mahomes ordeal, right? So this kid, who has obviously made headlines left and right, right? Because he just wants his TikTok following to go up, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to bring up because I can't because my phone is actually the beautiful HD camera that it is. But he basically went after a restaurant in Kansas City or wherever they were about their service, about not seating his friends, blah, blah, blah. Tore him up on social media. Didn't contact the manager. Didn't say like, hey, man, can you help us out, please? No, his first go-to, much like all these millennial little punks, is what? Let me guess. We're millennials, right?
Yes.
Whatever they are.
Gen Z.
Whatever these kids are, their first go-to is head over to social media and ruin a small business. This small business came back and ripped this kid a new asshole, and it was fantastic. Go look it up. I should have made it a graphic just to have people read it on the screen, but go look it up. They go in on him, and they say, look, I know you think you have this clout, and I know you think you come from money, and I know you think you have all this. You actually don't. We actually don't give a shit about you. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing.
As good as Dave is doing right now, it really does no justice.
I know.
This was the most well-worded, put-together response to a douchebag that you will ever see. And honestly, it did nothing bad for the restaurant. Jackson Mahomes actually did great things for this restaurant or bar at the end 100%. Of the day. Because anybody that read that response is like, I can't wait to go to this place.
I want to go there.
And talk
tonight.
Shit.
Aren't you going to Missouri? Mahomes. Right, Dina's going to Missouri. Find this bar, go attend, take a selfie, and send it to Chop Sports. But Jackson Mahomes has turned into this. I get canceled if I said half the things that I want to say about this little piece of garbage. But he is just, get out of the limelight, kid. It ain't your time. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's the one that should have the clout. And if you want to bring Mahomes' wife or fiance or girlfriend into this, fine, as far as like that's his chick, so she's always gonna be around him. That's fine, but this kid
are
riding
you talking
the
about Miss Piggy.
I don't know what she looks like. I haven't looked at her.
You're
does she really look
joke.
Like Miss Piggy?
No, but he sounds like Kermit the Frog.
See, that's great. You're gonna kill this guy over here, right? He's over here laughing his ass off. Fine, Miss Piggy, right? Like Kermie or whatever. But anyway,
yeah,
Jackson Mahomes is a bitch made.
I just want to say something what Kyle's talking about. Does Jackson Mahomes play football? Could you imagine like they probably put him, you know, made him go out for the team and he was just like the big tall guy on the team that played no position.
Right. He's
just
had
nowhere to put him. And his brother was just the two sports star. He got drafted in baseball and football, and this guy's just making TikToks.
Just a cast off.
How?
Cast off.
How?
Like if
Dad Mahomes was a major league pitcher.
Yes.
What's going on, Jackson?
Jackson was the hole in the rubber. You understand what I'm saying when I say that? He was the mistake of the family, and I'll die on that hill because, look, everybody loves Patrick Mahomes, what he does and how he conducts his business, right? We all liked his dad. We liked the guy's shtick. He's a great, phenomenal quarterback. He's a great athlete, great personality, the face of the NFL. And then there's little Jackson that's like tugging on his jersey.
But
saying,
he's like 6'6".
Me. Well, whatever. Big Jackson Mahomes.
Huge.
Just tugging on his jersey, looking like, trying to look like Aaron Judge.
And first of all, like, is there actually a large group of people that exist in this world that want to hang out with Jackson
there
Mahomes?
There can't be.
Like, how is Jackson Mahomes walking around with a group of anybody? Right? Besides
that's what
family
I'm trying
members.
To say. Like, he's
he
not.
Doesn't have friends. All right, I'm done.
Oh, man. Scoob wants me to say Kermie again and save it for later. I was actually because I didn't know people follow him on social media because he's Mahomes' brother. That's it. You're right, Kyle. That's it. He's a TikTok star. The last thing of note is that he danced on Sean Taylor's 21 on Washington football team and said he didn't know that's where he was or they put him there.
That's where they put me. And yeah, it's like,
bullshit,
wait,
you little who? Clown show. Right. He's such a little, I just want
to. I mean, I don't put it past Washington to do that either.
Huh?
I don't put it past Washington to do that at all. Right?
Yeah, because they're a dumpster fire as well.
They're like, I almost had another terrible joke, but
Ashley knows. She's the TikTok. She's coming in. He does dances.
Yes, that's it.
It's the world we're living in now. Look at that. And can I explain something? Oh, he does dances.
Like, yo, when you're a quarterback, like, you have to be able to read a defense. But when you just dance on TikTok, like, the kid can't even dance. It's not even like he can dance. So I'm so lost as to what exactly is happening. You know why he's famous? And Kyle said it's because he's Patrick Mahomes' brother, and people want to make fun of everything they see. And it's easy to make fun of him.
He's an easy target.
But he also doesn't know himself any favors. If you look at the comments, people aren't like, word, go in, bro. It's like, straight
face. This reminds me of the movie Office Space, where, like, they're doing the interview, and they're like, what would you say you do here? And, like, he doesn't do anything. Like, he's just a guy. Maybe. But any event, we'll take a break. Yeah, we will take a break, because when we come back, he's doing a dancing. All right. Okay, Chris. All right. See, look, now we're TikTok famous. Now, look, there's dancing.
That's as good as him. That's how he does it.
If your girl is driving for whatever reason, she is off the road, because that just happened, actually, right here on the Chop Sports Podcast. Let's take a break. When we come back, Ray is in the house. We're going to talk some NHL. We're going to introduce ourselves to Ray and what he's about to bring to the NHL podcast that we have here on Chop Sports. And then later on, me and Chris will cover the Thursday night football game going down. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Johnine right now.
Yeah, from yesterday.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Ray in the house. My man, you have the mic in front of your face? I think you have the right one. I'm not sure. It might not be, actually. I don't know. Let's make sure.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, we're good. So, Ray, my guy, welcome, first of all, to Chop Sports. Yeah.
Good to be here.
So you were here yesterday. You got to enjoy the beaver and the sauce. You were here watching for that show.
That was quite interesting, yes.
Yeah, so Ray is going to be bringing us some big time NHL coverage, and I know this is going to make Gooch very, very excited as he leaves.
I do that same dumb dad joke every single time hockey comes up. Like, all right, I'm going to head out.
Ray, move over just a little bit if you can see yourself on camera. There you go, pal. All right, so basically, Ray, you got to give me some background first of all, NHL, great. I'm a Ranger fan. He's a diehard Tampa Bay Lightning fan. When I say that very loosely, and he doesn't actually like anybody. You are wearing a Devil's hat. Now, there's a little problem here. Okay. Listen, I'm not going to hate on the Devils or anything like that, but how long you been a fan?
Since they moved here. You know, I was born in 82, and they moved here in 82, and I was 6 months old when I went to my first game, so I've been a Devils fan since they've been here.
Okay, all right. Now, obviously, your fondest memories are the cups that y'all won in the 90s, right?
Yeah, the last 10 years or so haven't been so great, but, you know, the mid-90s and the early 2000s was certainly something that, you know, I don't think most sports franchises that don't get to see.
Yeah.
So to be able to see them, especially, you know, in your, you know, mid-teens and late teens, it's certainly something to remember.
NHL product as a whole, you feel like it's getting good again? You know, because there was a while that NHL was kind of like, off the radar for a lot of people.
When the whole TV deal in 2004, they kind of screwed themselves, and it's getting there. You know, they're back on ESPN. ESPN took them off the blackball list, which might help them a little bit. You know, a lot of it's on the streaming service now. You haven't seen many games on ESPN itself, but it's going in the right direction. I think they're finally starting to move in the right way, and having this TV deal, I think, will get them more exposure. And ultimately grow the game a little bit more.
So there's a new TV deal between who?
ESPN and TNT both.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
So if you watch a lot of the TNT games, they're only on at 10 o'clock. So that's not really pushing in the right direction. But I think once you start to see the playoffs and things like that, they'll start moving towards the earlier games, which should be fun to watch.
All right. Well, again, so what you want to do. You see, you're friends of the network, because before we even know you, you're friends with our boy Steve. Now, Steve, if nobody knows who Steve is the guy responsible for ChopSportsMedia.com. He built our website, and he's wanted to talk NHL for a long time. We don't talk enough NHL on this podcast. We're all aware of that. We're not, you know, I'm not sitting here neglecting it completely. In fact, I watched the Ranger game last night. I've never been actually pissed off to win a game because I bet the game like an idiot. Like, I don't bet NHL. I shouldn't bet NHL, but here I am trying to get a 1.5 goal spread. And I'm sitting here rooting for the empty netter, like, just put the damn puck in the net. And they won't do it. So I ask you, what are you going to bring to us as far as NHL? You're going to cover the league, right?
I'll cover the league and bring a different perspective to maybe a little bit of a different different direction than maybe the podcast has gone in the past. There hasn't been much hockey talk, so I'm hoping to bring that direction to it, and maybe a fresh perspective on some other things as well too. But certainly looking forward to covering the league and everything that it brings, and to see where it goes. I think, you know, once playoff time comes around, certainly kick up a notch.
Oh, there's nothing like NHL playoffs. So, dude.
I know everybody loves to watch playoff hockey. And it's,
everybody.
Give it something. Yeah, totally.
Most normal people like to watch college? What about college hockey?
I do watch a lot of college hockey. You know, I've been following a lot of the Michigan games lately because they are just a powerhouse of a team right now. So if you have the Big Ten Network and you have an opportunity to watch them, certainly suggest to check them out. Nope. There's a great team up here. Yeah, I know.
Won't do it. Okay.
You know, but there is a great team up here in Quinnipiac. It's always in the top 10 as well, too. And I'd like to get to a game up there, too. But it's, you know, those college games are very, very difficult to get tickets for because there's such small arenas, and most of them are student tickets, to be honest.
The Frozen Four, right?
Yeah, well, the Frozen Four. I haven't been to one, but I do plan to get to one.
Have you ever been to a Winter Classic?
No, but I have been to a Stadium Series game when the Devils played the Rangers, and it was
in the Bronx.
Yeah. It was,
how was that experience?
It was an experience.
It snowed, right?
Oh, it snowed. It was probably about 10 degrees out, if that, and that's probably being generous, but it was definitely something that, you know, as a Devils fan, you don't get many opportunities to see things like that because they're not one of the bigger teams in the league. So
you go back. So you're like Brendan Byrne Arena. Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely. You're Continental Airlines Arena.
Where you were able to actually tailgate and not have to worry about getting mugged or robbed.
It's very true. Back in the day, which was it was a different time back then.
You can go to a Rangers game and buy crack outside Penn Station.
There you go.
No problem.
See, everybody can get a little bit involved.
It's a different world out there now.
It is. I will ask you this, though. Since I'm a Rangers fan, I haven't seen any success since 94, right? I mean, a little bit here in 2015 when we got to the Cup and they got smoked. But now, when you look at this Rangers team right now, you got to be impressed.
Yeah, oh no, they're ready to go. I think they've turned it around very, very quickly. They've got the you know,
supposed to be a rebuilding year, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, not so much.
They brought in a great coach in Gallant, and they brought in Panarin has been out of
the bread man.
But I say, remember, I made this comparison the other day because I know nothing about hockey, but I know this. This is the New York Rangers is the 2021 version of the New York Knicks, right? Whereas they're going to overachieve this year, and everyone's going to have expectations, and then right back to shit next year.
Wow!
Because they're still in a rebuild.
Such a terrible, terrible take.
I don't know. I hate that.
Is it a terrible take, or is it probably the most likely guaranteed thing?
I don't know. I think they
probably
look
most likely guaranteed. I just said all of those.
Rob Bohannon coming in saying the Rangers have looked really good. You're damn right they have, Rob. But yeah,
shout out to Rob. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah. So
see you later.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on and watching some of the hockey stuff. So overall, now are you more of a solo guy, or do you think like you're going to bring some guests in, or are you going to talk to like Steve, or like what do you want? What's your outlook for this podcast? Tell the people at home.
I tried to get Steve to do the podcast with me. Unfortunately, he's got a lot of other obligations.
What's he doing? He ain't doing nothing.
He's actually building ashmerefit.com.
That's a thing.
He's building Ashley's website right
all
now.
All right, good job, Ash. Work,
so for now,
be on the lookout for that.
For now, it'll definitely be something that's solo. We'll bring in some guests every now and then through connections that I've had throughout the league, and maybe do a couple calls here or there or whatnot, and kind of see where it goes. You know, I'm definitely excited about this opportunity. I think it's, like I said, it's going to bring a new perspective, a different perspective, and something new to Chop Sports. So
Something you need at Chop
something
Sports.
Something we need.
Some hockey talk. And I know this is going to make Dr. Sean Basinger very, very happy that a hockey podcast will be coming on. My old boss, he's still technically my boss. I mean, he's an actual investor in Chop Sports. He actually played hockey all his life. He actually just played in the Woodbridge Police versus the Fire Department and EMT Squad game that just actually went down a couple days ago, which Gooch, we weren't asked back. I guess we did a dog shit job. To
I thought I did a great job.
I thought you did great.
Gaster, he clears it.
Yeah, he clears it. I just yelled it a bunch of times.
Yeah. Do you believe in miracles? Like somebody said that before.
Bro, I never watched a full hockey game in my life, and I had to go call one, like be the announcer.
Yeah, we actually called the first game back in what year was it? This year. What was it, like June or something like that? It was before the website launched, so I know that for a fact. It went great. The cops won. Sean hits the game-winning goal in overtime, right? Yes, they went. Oh, it was like an eighth of a second into overtime. He breaks free, finds him, breakaway, puts it away. You knew it was going to happen, and we loved it. It was a great call. But, yeah, dude, we're excited to have you on, man. We're excited. I know you're not starting right away. You're going to go to One Happy Island, right?
Yeah, first of all, he's got to go get a haircut. It's now.
I know. I'm looking
at the clock for him. I'm keeping him.
I'm sorry. Yeah, get that haircut. I know it's important because you're going on vacay, right?
Yeah, we wait for the next 2 weeks.
Aruba?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. I've been to Aruba, and that is my favorite place in the world. Why? Have you ever been?
I have. I go, you know, this time every year for Christmas just to get away from all the hustle and bustle. And
oh, dude, I would.
Quite honestly, the family.
Shit, I would. I mean, there's been times I left my family on Thanksgiving.
I could think of.
And nothing, no shout out against my family.
Unpopular opinion. I could think of about 5 billion places in New Jersey that I'd rather go than Aruba.
That's just you're out of your mind.
Just doesn't
it's
do
one
it
happy
for me.
Island, bro.
I know. Ashley's probably watching this like, dude, please.
Right. Like you're an out of your mind. And it's always like sunny. And then if it rains for like 8 seconds and then it's sunny again.
I'm terrified of the ocean so nice. And I sunburn very easily.
Wait, isn't that airport that like the thing?
That's St. Martin. You're talking about the airport.
Oh, coming, yeah. The airport. Oh, yeah. Wrong island. Like I've been on
but
so
it
many
is a
islands.
Cool spot. If you do get to go there, it is a cool spot to check out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So look, right. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Thanks for introducing yourself. We appreciate it. And obviously we're excited about the podcast coming out on the Chop Sports Network. We're going to take another break. I know, second break. Our sponsors are going to love us. But Ray, safe travels, safe trip. We'll see you in a new year with the NHL podcast. We'll be back. Me and Gooch will wrap this thing up by talking about Thursday Night Football. We'll make our picks. We're coming back right after this.
I'd rather go to a hockey game than Aruba.
Who? What? Okay.
Well, we're going to hold them to that
one. Yeah, we're definitely holding that one. What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I got a question for you. Have you ever dreamt about flipping a house or buying an investment property? I know I have. There's a reason why house flipping is out of reach for most people, and that's because of a lack of information. Flipping Made Easy is for people like you who feel drawn to the world of house flipping, but they don't have a clue as to where to start. Check out flippingmadeeasy.com. Here, you'll find comprehensive and easy to understand information about every stage of the house flipping process. You'll receive access to millions of houses ripe with flipping potential. Hundreds of expert guidance explained through research articles and easy to understand video content. And thousands of vendors for all of your house flipping needs. Subscribe to flippingmadeeasy.com and become part of the flipping community. Right now, if you use the promo code CHOP, you'll receive a free t-shirt and a 30-day, that's right, 30-day money-back guarantee. That's flippingmadeeasy.com. Superdraftpro.com/CHOP Sports. You might want to go over there if you're interested in daily fantasy. They are new, our official partners from there. There they are right there as you just watched the commercial. A brand new way to, geez, you can leave it up for more than 8 seconds. It's a new way to play fantasy sports. And of course, you know, we're excited about the opportunity. It's a good way to also get yourself paid as well. If you know people that want to play, go ahead, refer them under your name and bang, you get paid just for their
I'm going to start doing this in real time. Nothing to do with the ad that you just did, but what? We have a Facebook user. Can't wait for the hockey podcast. So my suggestion for the Facebook user is to right now, literally right now in real time, just sign off of Facebook, go over to YouTube, subscribe to Chop Sports Media.
And say it
and
again.
And watch us there and then say it again because then we'll see you pop up and who you are and we'll be able to actually acknowledge your presence.
Yes. So anyway, superdraft.com/Chop Sports. Go do that. Go sign up for that. Obviously, shout out to Ray. That was a great interview. I'm glad we had him on. It's going to be a fun podcast. There is hockey talk. We're excited. I'm excited, at least. I know you could probably take it or leave it. But it is. Hey, I can't believe you just said you would rather go to a hockey game over Aruba. I mean, then again,
depends
on the hockey game.
A hockey game, like,
if it's game 7 of the Stanley Cup, then I would probably want to go to game 7.
Here's the thing. Aruba, to me, is just a lot of money to go do a bunch of things that I probably don't really have interest in doing.
Relaxing.
I don't really like the beach. I'm not a relax. I don't relax anyway, so I'll sit there and I'll just be like.
I went to Aruba once. The first time I went to Aruba, me, Steph, and it was my old trainer from wrestling, Pat, his girlfriend at the time, now wife, Jay Silva, my resident Bears fan. We all went to Aruba, right? We had a great time, But like the one thing that Pat was looking for was like, where's the gym? I need the gym. Like I can't sit still. Like we're all sitting on the beach. Like I can't do this. Like he was like panicked almost. And I was like, I don't plan on lifting any
weights.
It's
not even like that. Like I need to be productive. It's just like I have a hard time sitting still. So if I sit at the beach, you know what I do at the beach? And I make this joke all the time. So anybody that knows me has already heard this. I wait to leave. As soon as I get there, I'm good. I'm like, okay, we did it. We came. Now let's go.
I don't like the beach either. Right away. For being fair, I don't like the beach. So I'm going to go sit on my ass beach. Crack. I don't like
the most terrifying thing on planet Earth to me is like is anything that lives in the ocean.
The riptide?
It doesn't matter.
It's taking you under?
The riptide, but more importantly, anything that lives in the ocean. And everybody's like, the water's so clear, you could see the fish. To me, that is terrifying. Like, I do not want to see fish. I want to go in the pool.
Oh, if my that, God. If that. If that, too? Yeah, don't you, bro, have a pool? You have a pool.
You know how many times I went in the pool last summer?
Wait. Twice.
Zero.
Zero?
Maybe once, because my nephews were probably begging me. But I just don't. It's just
the Sturge pool is legendary. My dad's pool. Like I cannot go a weekend without taking multiple
dips. I don't like a cold. Like I don't like being really hot and then jumping into a cold pool. To me, that sucks. I like air conditioning if I'm really hot. Just go sit down in the house. And if it's a really, really warm pool, then it's like kind of like a piss temperature. Then I'll go in it.
You're just a strange, strange fella. Yeah. And to think I've known you for over a decade. And I've gotten to know you more over this past year. But I would never have pictured you as a oceanographer.
Ash is triggered right now.
I know. She's like, I guess we're never going to the beach. We're never going to an island.
Well, she knows. This has been an ongoing thing.
She's used summers. Your pool 10 times more than you have.
100%. She'll be like, I'm coming over to swim.
That was like the messages I used to get as like a teenager. Yeah. All my friends were like, hey, I'm coming over to swim because that was the pool to be at. Anyway, we got one more order of business to discuss tonight. We got week 15, which is depressing and exciting all at the same time because the season is long and it's almost over. The Kansas City Chiefs will be visiting SoFi Stadium, the site of Super Bowl. What are we at? 47,003. Wow, I don't know why. It's like L11. Producer, Dina, what the...
like, it's actually kind of embarrassing.
That it is no kind idea. Of embarrassing. You know what this last Super Bowl I remember numbered is? 30. That's when the Dallas Cowboys won it. After that, it's a blur. Like, what year did... 56. We're at 56. We are at the Jimmy Palumbo age of Super Bowls. So tonight, the Chiefs visit the Chargers. Chargers coming off their thrashing of the New York Football Giants. The Chiefs have won all these games in a row, and it is just... They feel like they're just on set the world on fire again. But when you look at this team, this game on the surface, it's getting close. They're one game separates the AFC West right now, and this is the moment that the Chargers need to at least give them a run. Because look, we're gonna discount. We're gonna say the Broncos are relevant because of their running game. We're gonna say the Raiders season is over. Sorry, Dina. But now when you look at this, can the Chargers stop this locomotive known as the actual good relevant Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes? And the Chiefs.
Being that the Chargers are home and they're desperate is the only chance I give them in this game. I look at the matchups and there's just no chance. The way the Kansas City defense is playing, I was thinking about it yesterday and we were having conversations. I don't know that there's a better defense in the NFL right now. And it's crazy to say. Over the last 2 months, baby.
Two months ago, they were the Chiefs' embarrassment of the defense.
Clearly have been playing really well. Their secondary is ranked all the way in the top five at this point. I don't know if it's their secondary or just them as a whole against the pass. They're really good against the pass. They're blitzing a lot. And in turn, they're building huge leads, so you're not able to run the ball against them either. Eckler's banged up. Justin Herbert has been Jekyll and Hyde all season. He's coming off of a really good game. Typically,
you think he's gonna Herbert come off on of a down good game. Now?
Obviously, you don't want to sit here and predict that he's going to fail in probably the biggest regular season game of his career. But being that it's his biggest regular season game of his career, I'm going to need to see him perform before anointing anything. He's still in his second year.
He's getting his boys back, right? Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Yes, but I think that might actually be some wolf tickets because of how well Kansas City has been playing the past this year or the last 2 months. Initially, Rob's asking me, I initially jumped at the over. I'm like, oh, the over looks really good.
Right now, it's set at 52 if you're listening.
I think the Chiefs are going to put up a shitload of points. I'd rather go with the team total over for the Chiefs in this one.
I haven't
looked at any tickets or anything that the sauce is leaning towards, so I would like to maybe look at that. But honestly, I think it's going to be hard for me to not pick the Chiefs minus the three in this. And I think by the time kickoff happens, it'll probably be 3.5. So I'm going to do that as soon as we're done recording, and I'm going to place that bet. Then the over, I'm liking the over more so than the under, but I'll probably just go with the Chiefs and the Chiefs team total.
No.
Yeah.
No, like I was going to say, there's no way is it 13.5. But I'm thinking to myself, so is that your official pick? You're going to take the Chiefs in this one?
Yeah, should I have not made my pick yet?
No, we could do it. Yeah, we can talk about it. That's fine.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right, definitely. You're going with the Chiefs. I'm also going to stick with the Chiefs right here. Look, dude, it's I almost sound like Jay Bomlin on that one. Yo, dude, listen, dude. But the Chiefs have literally lit the world back on fire. They're playing at all levels, like offense, defense, special teams, whatever. It is absolutely crazy, and a big stat coming in here from AJ Bascone. The Chargers are 32nd in red zone percentage and third down percentage over the past 3 weeks. They are not playing good, okay, in that regard, right?
And one of those games was against the Giants, quarterbacked by Mike Glennon.
Correct, and that's scary. So that's why I'm going to ride with the Chiefs. I more than likely will take this over because I can see a 30-plus points by the Chiefs by themselves, in which I think there will be some garbage time
and
points.
Not only that, desperation.
Yeah.
Because if there is a chance at the division, they need this game. So no matter how much they fall behind and they have the gunslinger mentality with Herbert and they have the receivers, I think there's going to be some desperation in the second half for some points for
JD LA. Coming in saying I see a lot of people backing the Chargers, and I think it's fool's gold. I mean, look, if you're backing the Chargers, you also have to be backing their up and down slides, because I know their 8-5 record. You would think they had more better weeks than non-good weeks, right? Or worse weeks, have you? I could speak that. You know,
I think we got it. We understand.
Get the idea, right? All right. So I think they've had better weeks than they've had shit weeks. So in that regard, yes, they've been playing good football offensively, but this is running into the wrong locomotive right now. And while I understand that if this game was in Kansas City, the spread would be ridiculous, right? It would be, you know, probably
6.5, 7.
Yeah, 7. So, but I'm looking at this game like this. You're giving Patrick Mahomes perfect field conditions to go nuts on that defense. There's no elements. There's no nothing. You guys for Chop Sports, have a nice fantasy week. I'll be waiting in the semis. I guess we have to pay Scoop out because he's the number one seed. Don't worry, everybody who's listening. The
semis, no, that's not how it works. Actually,
he got the bye. So, yes, he's in the semis.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. The semifinals is when there's only two teams left, right? So he's in the quarterfinals?
It depends, because this is a weird dynamic to this league.
No, we brought the in semis, seven playoff
the
teams.
Semis, even the finals is a four.
Oh, true.
You get what
true,
I'm saying?
True. Yeah, because it's got to be like a grand champion.
You're right, Scoop.
And it doesn't matter. Joe Angelo's taking it all, right? We're in agreement that Joe's going to take this one. But anyway, so I'm taking the Chiefs here. JD says, if Joe Burrow didn't have a pinky the size of a carrot, I think they come back and win that game against the Chargers.
I'm wondering if this is my buddy Joey D. I don't know because he doesn't have a YouTube account, but he is chiming in live now so he could interact.
I'm with it. So for that being said, yeah, we're both on the Chiefs to start our records. I think I'm going into this week. I got to update the graphic for tomorrow, but I think I'm going into this week down 3 games of Gooch with 4 weeks to play. So I'm right there. I just got to make a couple splash picks to catch up to you. But unfortunately, for the standings reasons,
we're starting to approach the time where you're going to have to literally fade me just to catch up. And that's when I build my lead even more.
Oh, okay. So Stimmy OG, who's this? Yo, first time here. The Sauce and Pickfish put me on to you guys. Well, welcome aboard, Stimmy. Welcome to Chop Sports, my friend. And we appreciate, of course, the Pickfish and
Kyle. I feel like Stimmy OG, that's like a fitting name for this whole thing, because that's how Chop Sports even got
started. Everybody got their Stimmies.
I'm the Stimmy OG, baby. I got that Stimmy, and I was like, you know what? I'm sitting on my ass. Let me go invest this Stimmy into some equipment. And here we are.
That used to be his joke on Twitter.
That's it.
Dina from the outside saying he's going to put a stimulus check on all your picks. That's amazing. But yeah, so welcome for anybody there. Also, welcome to anybody who subscribed over the last couple days. We've increased our subscriptions up. We appreciate that. Do me a favor. Spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching this and you enjoyed what you just watched, be sure to tell everybody about us. We just got over that 300 hump that we were trying to get to. We got that. The next goal, 500. The next goal, 1,000. We'll get there. The American dream is being lived. You're right there, Rob. And hey, Stimmy OG, Ashley welcoming. That is the first lady of Chop Sports. She's welcoming you in. That's a bit, officially, if you get on her good side, I mean, it's sky's the golden limit. You're gold, bro. You triggered her before with the whole
water Aruba
sport. Like, she's like, you like water sports,
right?
You like
that, right? I will get my ass on a jet ski and ring, ring, ring.
Jet skis are fun.
But with very, like, I'm very tempered. Like, I'm not hitting the, I'm not
you're
falling.
You're not throttling?
There is a 0% chance I fall off the jet ski once, all right? I know there's some elements I can't control, but I won't be out there in those.
Stimmy coming in saying short week might not be as much scoring. That's very true, but I'm riding with Mahomes right now. And I think given the recent turn of events with the Mahomes family, I think he's pissed. I think he's angry, and he's going to light up the scoreboard tonight in spite of his bitch-ass brother. But anyway, this has been another awesome episode of the Chop Sports Daily. We want to thank you guys for listening, watching, tuning in. Hit the subscribe button. Do us that favor. Also, subscribe to all of our podcasts on our network. Believe it or not, there is an entire network of people like us, like-minded folks that are doing other podcasts. Today, I'm Your Football Team, which is a hilarious, hilarious podcast by Keith Ernst, a good friend of mine. His brother is Brett Ernst, nationally known comedian. So there is some comedy there. There's also obviously the Jimmy Palumbo. If you want to get a different taste of it, you guys are starting to. I started my bankroll.
I love it. That is the real OG Stimmy right there.
That's really funny.
That is the man.
But there is plenty of podcasts. We just talked to Ray about the NHL one. We're going to get a combat sports as a whole one. We'll be talking some pro wrestling. We got my Cowboys one. We got Packers Pulse whenever he feels like it. We got the Jets. We got the Knicks and the Nets and the local basketball teams. We got something for everybody. So be sure to find us on iTunes, Spotify. Look it up. Go Chop Sports. Go look that up. Subscribe to everything. But more importantly, now that we're pushing this YouTube to the moon, subscribe to the YouTube. Share the page. So for Sturch and Gooch and, of course, producer Dina Simpson, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Daily coming to you live from the Flipping Made Easy studio. And we will see you guys tomorrow. It is officially Feel Good Football Friday. Maybe the sauce? Maybe.
And Rob, we got links for the merch. Chopsports.shop, baby.
Yeah, but get
I'll,
over there.
I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, let's do it. Appreciate all you guys coming on, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.